is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
Early congratulations are in order, and
thank
we will
you.
Get to all of that here
coming up
in just a couple of moments from
thank
now.
You.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us as always.
Penn State
on
win this weekend?
Brady knows how much I love being right, even if you throw out a zinger. You can throw out that zinger.
Oh man. And we will take you all the way up until 6 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Eastern time here on FSR. Congratulations.
Happened? I did say Iowa. Now, if you would have said Iowa, would have hit differently because Penn State, we know we're sitting at home. We're going to the Outback Bowl. We'll play a little bit of Arkansas. You know what I mean? We get a little bit of Arkansas, some tomato, apples, Arkansas.
They still do that Bloomin' Onion. What is it? Depending on the team that wins, if you go to an Outback, it was like you got a Bloomin' Onion and there was some other Cajun chicken strips or some coconut chicken strips.
I played in the Outback Bowl.
Like
coconut
yeah.
shrimp?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Jesus, I played in the Outback Bowl one year.
Well,
we played against Tim Couch.
How was it?
You know, Brady knows who Tim Couch is. He went to his beloved Cleveland Browns.
Well, no. I knew him back when he was playing at Kentucky.
Yeah, he was at Kentucky. Yeah, he was really good, man. He was supposed to be the next guy. Then he ran into Penn State in his last game of his college career, and he figured out that if this is what the league is going to be like, I probably should start saving my money up and making sure I, figure out what's next in my careers,
Well, here's what's next. Congratulations to LeVar Arrington.
Thank you.
We had our Detroit Lions first win fantasy draft last week.
I told y'all I had it figured out.
And then LeVar Arrington had the Minnesota Vikings being the team that would fall to the Detroit Lions, and congratulations, you got it done yesterday.
Thank you.
I mean, they tried.
They certainly tried.
To lose it for
you. Did
you
guys see me on the text message? I was like, yeah, they were close.
Oh, man. It seemed like everything was going the way of Detroit, and they were going to just breeze by, and then all of a sudden it was like, what the hell is going on here? And it kind of went down to the final drive, and Jared Goff gets it done, man. And Dan Campbell gets his first win. LeVar Arrington gets
That's
a
the
win.
Hardest one to get. That first one is the hardest one to get now. I don't know how many more they'll win, but once you get that first win, again, I lived it. We went 0-5. We didn't go as far, as long in the season losing as Detroit did. But I'll tell you what, once we got that first win, sometimes it's more compelling for that team that gets their first win to play amazingly, more amazingly after that. Than the other teams that should beat them, they just don't play as well because it's like their season's just starting. They don't have the fatigue of being 8, 9, 10 games into the year. Their season just started when they got that one win. And sometimes that's dangerous, man. You get a team that starts feeling that way this late in the season, they could be a trap game for a lot of guys.
I think it's bigger for them just to not be a part of history, like the bad side, the wrong side of it, right? Like, we know there's been a Lions team that's been a part of that too. I mean, you joke about it with like a guy like Dan Orlovsky was a part of that, but the reality is like that will always stay with you, And the Browns were a part of that, so I think the biggest thing for Jared Goff and Dan Campbell and that whole crew was just being able to kind of get that off their back. They knew it was going to be a rough season. I don't know any Detroit Lions fans that thought this was going to be like a playoff team. But now they get that off their back, and they can move forward. And I think the other thing you've got to acknowledge is just the tragedy that took place last week, the emotions that were tied to it.
Yeah.
And, I know a lot of times we hate kind of that intersection of sports and real life when there's tragedies out there. But sometimes, teams – and events like that can be kind of a beacon of light and hope. And it was awesome to be able to see the way that they played, especially in the final moments, where you kind of felt like there was a little something extra helping them out to be able to get that win. So the whole way around, it was awesome to see just the emotions of Dan Campbell and Jared Goff. And after he threw the touchdown pass, I mean, who did he go hug?
Hunter, I was just going to say
he ran directly at Dan Campbell. And you could tell whatever they were saying to each other, that was a moment that, like, those two men will never forget. And it will go down and it will be missed by everyone else the rest of their lives, but those two guys know the struggle they've been in this entire year. That's the cool thing to me about all this.
Mm. And you could tell Jared Goff knew how big that was for Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell afterwards gave the game ball, obviously, to all the victims, read their names off one by one there, you know, after the tragedy out there. And it was, yeah, it was awesome to see. So the Lions are a winner. LeVar Arrington is a winner. Congratulations again there, Sticks.
Thanks, man.
Getting it done, man.
That's all good, man. I won't gloat or brag about it. You guys know I love being right. But
the reality is this. Did you pick first?
No, I picked fifth.
Yeah, so you fell into it. You were like the New England Patriots Tom Brady. You want to brag about drafting Tom Brady, but you passed up on him in the first five rounds. Like, you didn't have a choice. That was one of your only options left.
I like what you did there, O'Quinn.
I'm painting out the reality of it.
I had them picked out.
All right.
I was up in here. I had my strategy together. It's all right.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
2020 hindsight is always, you know, it could be revisionist. But
I'm just painting out the reality of the situation was there were four other people who selected before you.
Truth.
All of games of which you could have selected. And the reality is we will never know because you had one of two games to pick and you took one that Jonas, I don't know that Jonas wanted that one. Maybe he did.
I don't think anybody wanted that one. I didn't have a choice.
Listen, the one that I wanted, Brady stole. So you're deserving to win after the scam that Brady Quinn pulled on the air, making a pick, then going back on the pick, and then remaking another one.
He went back on the pick for a team that, well, whether they win or lose, I won.
Cheaters can't be rewarded on this show. I'm sorry.
I won't go as far as hitting with cheater.
I don't think cheating is the way to play this game. The first ever Lions first win fantasy draft.
However, I do like how you've changed the attention onto Brady and got it off of me. Ever. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The first ever of the 17-game season ever in NFL history.
They're our first in sports talk radio. That's how it's done.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. After your sports weekend, happens. So it's time to get the FSR IR report.
All right. Who wants to go first? Anybody got something to report? LeVar Arrington, were in Las Vegas.
I was in Vegas.
So
that's my injury report right there. I was on the plane ride sick as hell yesterday. I got the Vegas flu. I got caught up into the Vegas environment and caught the Vegas flu. And it was called the grapefruit Casamigos flu.
Yeah. All little grapefruit and a tequila.
Casamigos. It caught me. I was sitting on. I was holding a barf bag on the plane.
Were you really?
Yeah, it was bad.
That bad?
God. Yeah, yeah.
That was strange.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. I had the barf bag.
I thought those were just to put like trash in. Like I never actually.
Did you actually use it?
No, but I was close. How your body starts to heat up, and then your mouth starts to secrete something different before it happens. I started like overheating. And I'm looking like I don't have that many layers on. I would still be hot butt naked.
How long was the drive from Vegas to L.A.?
Like four hours?
Four and a half hours.
I got to be honest with you, man. If I was feeling like that, I'd call an audible and I would just drive.
But here's what's bad, Brady. I was feeling bad on the ride over to the airport, and the airport's like 2 minutes away.
I know.
It was 2 minutes away. I was in the back of the car like, I'm feeling bad. I was feeling bad in the back of the car. So it would have been just as bad driving.
Yeah, but you could at least just pull over.
That's fair. I would have been on my knees praying.
I'll say this, though. That drive back from Vegas is a miserable existence.
If you get caught in the traffic.
I don't care. There could be no traffic. It's miserable
driving through the
dirt. Well, I know, but it's just the feeling, how you feel. You just feel
like
awful.
Seeing the field of – you know, the sun, what's that? Hey. The sun joints?
On the way there,
the birds get disintegrated, you know, or incinerated, whatever. Oh, they got one of those.
Incinerated.
Yeah. What's that joint called with the solar? Solar-powered
joints. Justin Cooper, who is in for lead to laugh today. Coop, you're a Vegas flu guy. What's that thing on the way to Vegas? What is it?
It's like a solar farm.
Yeah.
It's
And tell them about, like, if a bird flies over top of it, right? they disappear. Like,
well, I didn't know that part.
Yeah,
what the hell are you talking
it's
about?
It's the truth.
How is PETA not all over?
Look it up.
Is it like the people who are all for the climate change? I mean, trying to stop
so
like,
the heat that's being generated off of that those solar farms
what?
Is so intense that if a bird flies through it,
it explodes.
Just,
like a Randy Johnson out fastball.
Out of there! Yeah, out of there.
Like, really?
It's out of there.
That blood, like really?
Out of there, gone.
Oh, I remember that pitch. That was amazing. Fricassee.
Eddie, have you ever heard of this? Birds exploding when they fly over a certain place on the way to Vegas.
No, but I'm watching a CBS News report right now. It says it's entitled California solar power plants ignite birds mid-flight.
I don't know why I'd be knowing stuff like this, but look it up.
Hey, either way, it's a lot cooler to see it on the way there than it is on the way back.
You bet your ass, you man. I don't need to feel like crap, hungover, and lost money at the same time. But
I didn't even gamble.
I mean, how about LeVar making birds explode on the air?
Oh, jeez. Like,
be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Minshew Mania is back, baby. Gardner Minshew is back, Brady. He is back. He is back.
Tell me this much. He played on a bad Jacksonville Jaguars team, and he still put up some like pretty good stats. Like, I don't know, man. I've always kind of been a fan of his demeanor and all that. I got to, you know, visit with him and watch him work out when he was coming out in the draft, and there's just something to him. And following him in that year where he, you know, ended up transferring to Washington State, hearing how the players gravitated around him. Look, he's an accurate quarterback. He showcased the ability to kind of extend plays and make something happen. I think someone needs to check him out and see what he's capable of. Like, I really do believe that. I think people write him off because he's a sixth-round pick and because of, you know, maybe the persona, you know, like he – wearing the Top Gun jacket, which was amazing.
By the way,
last
that's a great jacket. That is
awesome.
A great jacket Gardner Minshew had on.
He did. I mean, I thought he looked really stylish. You heard what I said off air. I mean, probably wouldn't be appropriate to repeat on air, but I'm just saying.
He's got some fans.
Yeah, he's got fans.
Yeah, he's got
he definitely has fans.
Yeah. I this is like Tyler Heinicke can play. Like, I mean, he's played.
Taylor,
yeah. Why do I always do that? Good God. Heinicke can play. And he's,
Heinicke?
And he's played really good for Washington. And they're a playoff team. And a lot of it, I think, he's a significant upgrade, I think, over Fitzpatrick, just what he gives to them. Why can't Gardner Minshew be a starter in this league?
I don't know. I mean, think about this. He was 500 as the quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That's an accomplishment, dude. That's an accomplishment. And, like, that's not a good roster.
And also, and this should be pointed out, Nick Foles was benched for Gardner Minshew. Like, they tried to, when Nick Foles signed there, he got hurt the first game. Minshew came in, first NFL game against the Chiefs.
Played great.
And he was awesome. And then was the starter because Nick Foles was injured, and they were looking for any reason to bring Nick Foles back because they had paid him all that money in Jacksonville. They put him out there, and they were worse with Nick Foles. And then they put Minshew back in. The guy can play. Like, I mean, if you're Philly, do you give any consideration?
Yes.
Like, you do, yes. As far as, like, moving on from Jalen Hurts.
I don't know how Philly feels. I want to see him the rest of the season. I know that much. I want to see what he's capable of. I really do. His career completion percentage is 64%. He's almost got a 4-touchdown-to-1-interception ratio. Like, that is, I mean, he's thrown enough passes in the league now. He's almost thrown 1,000 passes, where you've got to start taking it seriously. Like, he can be more than whatever people have labeled him as. And I know there's some people who, you know, followed him in Jacksonville, in particular last year where they were just not a good football team. And they try to spin this narrative, and I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Every time he's gone out, I think he gives his team a chance. You put him on that team in Philly? I don't know, man. I think he's got a shot of making something happen.
Like, that was a fun one. And Zach Wilson played good for about a half and then, you know, kind of fell off there. But Gardner Minshew spoke with the media afterwards, a little back and forth with the media. Here was the Eagles quarterback yesterday.
You seem pretty fired up coming off the field. I saw you maybe sign somebody's poster. How cool was it, the acceptance and all the fans being out there?
Hell yeah, man! It's awesome, dude. We got great fans here. You know, every time we travel, man, they show out. So, man, it's been a lot of fun getting
to that
reception we had today. It was awesome. You know, by the second half, felt like a pretty good home game there.
Now, choked around on the fourth down sneak because you said you got there because you're so strong.
I mean, that's why we're short shorts. I mean, them legs, bro. Like, phew. Felt it right there. It's just always fun. We've got a great group of guys that I love competing with.
What Brian Kelly needed to do in his introductory, deal to the fans was had Gardner Minshew speak for him. That would have been the biggest win of all time if Minshew would have spoke for Brian Kelly.
Yeah, dude, those short shorts, man.
Well, sometimes you got to get on them short shorts. And,
he's awesome,
you know,
man.
I love him because he's genuine.
Yeah.
Like, that's not.
Yeah, I mean, he's 100% correct in the genuineness of Minshew. And listen, I'm just saying, him and his family being down there in that there bayou for the LSU Tigers, go Tigers. You know what I mean? To have Minshew be down there and have that conversation with them, then their boy like that right there.
I mean, just, you know.
It would have been amazing.
I mean, just the way you took that baton right there was just
it would have been
impressive.
Amazing. Just would have been. I'm just saying, you know, that's what Brady would have said.
Yeah,
you know
that, absolutely.
I mean?
Yeah, he would have said that. I watch the Eagles and I go, I mean, how much of an investment do they really have in Jalen Hurts? Like, is it the type of investment to where they go, under no consideration, we're going to ride with Gardner Minshew the rest of the way? Because if you're Philly, this feels like, why not? Like, why not kick the tires on Minshew and see what you got, man?
Well, I mean, again, it comes down to this is a pro job. And if the production is possibly questionable, if it's subpar, if it's average or below average, if it's just above average, you can't be upset with any type of decisions that are made that may not be in favor of you if you're part of that level of accomplishment. So this is a team that's actually making a quiet run towards a wild card spot.
Yeah, they're much better than I thought they'd be.
And so you're looking at between them and Washington, it's kind of like it's unfolding the same way it kind of did last year in the NFC East, where you see Washington coming on a little bit more. You see the Eagles coming on a little bit more. And if Dallas isn't careful, it could come down to a late season push or surge that dictates and determines who wins the NFC East. Now, with that being said, you also got to take into consideration the Dallas Cowboys are doing much better than what they did last season.
Yeah.
So the idea of it is that there still would probably be a wild card team that comes out of the NFC East.
So Philly, as it stands right now, is a half game out of the playoffs behind San Francisco. San Francisco and Washington are 6-6. Philly sits at 6-7. To Brady's point, you've seen enough attempts, you've seen enough game time to warrant, I think, serious consideration. If you're Philly, like, I mean, you're not Brady, they're not so invested into Jalen Hurts that under no circumstances they don't turn the keys over to Gardner Minshew. I like, why not? Like, I would love to see Gardner Minshew try and make a playoff run.
I think with what we've seen from Jalen Hurts this season, they need to see what they have on the roster. And we've seen some good from Hurts, but enough where you might question, all right, will he ever grow into the quarterback that you hope he's going to be? Minshew not only could give you a spark that could, you know, maybe have you end up in the playoffs, but also just to give you a sense of going into the offseason, like, this is what we have. You know, maybe this guy is kind of capable of it. I just, It would be, he'd be an amazing character to have a quarterback in Philly.
Oh, like 100%. That city. 100%.
Was just, I mean, for a city that idolizes Rocky, right? Like a fictitious character, I could only imagine Gardner Minshew, who, I don't know, he kind of resembles, have you guys seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Have you seen that show?
I've never seen it.
I watch Mac good shows. There's a character named Mac, I think, on the show. He kind of resembles like Mac with the mustache and all that, but it's a great show. Yeah, I'm getting backup right now from Coop, but he kind of resembles Mac in the show, and it's absolutely hilarious.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Here to feed your degenerate gambling soul. The Prop Bet Monster. Sucker.
And away we go. It is Monday Night Football. It's the Patriots. It's the Bills coming up later on tonight. We do this for the primetime games Thursday and Monday. I make up some props. I throw them at Brady and LeVar, and we see who comes out on top. LeVar is holding on to a one-game lead on the season, but Brady did win Thursday night. If he takes tonight, he will have evened the score through 13 weeks. So let's get it started here. The number of Patriot players with a rushing attempt. Over or under 4.5?
I'll let you go.
I'm going to say over.
I'm going to say under.
Okay. Really? I mean, now weather is going to be a factor, like wind, potential snow.
That's nice.
So, all right, I'm just letting you know. I'm letting you know what's going on.
Thank you.
You know, just a weatherman here. All right, next up, speaking of the weather, is there a missed kick or and that means field goal or PAT, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
You're saying yes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, there was no chance LeVar was going to say no because you hate kickers.
I do. I don't hate them. I just don't think they're people.
That's fair. Okay. That's a fair statement. Yeah. All right. Next up, color of Bill Belichick's hooded jacket.
Ooh.
Blue, red, gray.
They're at home?
Or no hooded jacket. No, it's in Buffalo.
It's going to be blue. He's known to go blue away. He goes gray at home. It's going to be blue.
It's going to be. Aren't they doing those red uniforms, though?
I don't know.
He's not going to wear the same color as them.
You think he's going to stand out? Not one of the team?
I mean, he just does his own thing.
Part of me thinks he's going to be wearing a jacket. It's not going to be a hoodie. It's going to be so cold.
He's going to have a coat on. He's going to have a hoodie on underneath.
Is it no hooded jacket? That was the other option.
It's going to be a hooded. It's going to have whatever it is. It's going to have a hood.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a jacket with a hood.
Right. So what is that on your options
so
list?
A blue, red, gray. What are we going?
It's
going
to be blue.
Yeah. If he's got a jacket on, it's going to be blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to go on the same. But don't try to come back saying, "Well, but it was this," and we're saying a blue hooded something.
Hey, I do everything on the up and up here. I can't speak for you guys. Yeah. There's no shenanigans for me. All right. Next up, who has the longest completion of the game? Is it Josh Allen or is it Mac Jones? And by the way, this is the wild card pick. If you pick
Mac Jones, gets 2 points.
If you pick Mac Jones, you get an extra point. An extra point.
Josh Allen.
I'm going to pick Mac Jones for the extra points.
Good.
I'm going for the win.
It'll be you, LeVar. See, when you're not so dismissive of these options, I mean, I think we all have a good time here. Just a fun place.
All right. Don't ruin the mood.
We got to set this one up. A couple of years straight in Buffalo, an object was thrown onto the field. An object, of sexual
nature.
Will
it happen again?
Yeah. So here is the, yes, I know exactly what it is. I can't say it on the air. Okay, I'm well aware of what it is.
Did he just say it? Did Birdo just say it on the air?
And Coop couldn't wait to say it. Okay.
I think it might have slipped onto the air.
I was told you couldn't. So I will go ahead and steer clear of that. They've now said it four or five times
the
here
Buffalo
in my ear.
The Buffalo Bills?
Yeah. And then and then you can fill in the rest. Okay. All right, so here's the Buffalo tradition. So I'm setting the table with this. The Buffalo tradition shown first on the broadcast. A fan going through a table, Buffalo wings from Anchor Bar, the Bills losing Super Bowls, or an object of a sexual nature being thrown out on the field again.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the first one, breaking the tables. They're going to definitely show the mafia doing something. Pouring like condiments on their cells. Speaking of the last one in nature.
My God.
Condiments.
I literally just got scared.
Okay.
I thought we were going down a dark road.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
You just got to be a wordsmith, creative.
So, wait, you think they're going to show people jumping through tables?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I'm pretty big fan of Anchor Bar. I know that.
I think they're going to show some wings.
I don't find that to be incorrect. It's just a matter of, are they free wings or are they at this location?
By the way, so Anchor Bar is legit, right? Those are real good wings. Like, this isn't just no hype. All right, good. Just want to make sure. I want to clear that up.
Condiments with your... which your wings is always good, too.
Whatever those are.